welcome to a careers podcast. Emily Tuff from Warwickshire County Council speaks about her career path to date at a live careers event in January 2008.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for having me here this afternoon. I've been asked here today. They got in touch with me because I'm a Warwick graduate. And I'm currently working for the Children, Young People and Families Directorate at Warwickshire County Council. So with any luck, hopefully my story today will maybe have some inspiration for you and send you on your way today with some clear ideas about what you want to do later in life. I apologise, I've talked so hard in the other room that my voice is actually quite weak at the moment. Hopefully it won't completely give out on me. I thought I'd first of all try and tell you a little bit about what my job entails. I'm sure it's an odd title, planning officer. And to most of you, you're probably thinking, trees, parks, streets, why would someone who knows about urban planning be here to talk to me about children? Well, actually, that's one of my points. Yes, I am a planning officer, but I don't have anything to do, or not much to do, with town planning. The unfortunate fact is that in local government, and quite probably beyond, job titles often aren't very helpful. I hope today to demonstrate this a little to you and give you some ideas to broaden your horizons when you're actually coming to your job searches. So, what do I really do if I'm not in town planning? The planning I'm involved with on a day-to-day basis is actually service planning, specifically planning services for children, young people and families in Warwickshire. I work in a team which is known as KIMS, which is the Knowledge and Information Management Service. And just a quick warning for any of you who do want to go into local government, you better get hot on your TLAs, that's to say your three-letter acronyms, because they're absolutely everywhere. Well, actually, that's a four-letter acronym. That's winning it so far. So KIMS is responsible for supporting the business of the directorate. The services provided by the team are manifold and include various activities, such as collecting and analysing performance data, which means things like return to governments, the school census. We have returns where we've looked after children and child protection. We also carry out research, which is things like identifying gaps in services. For example, we've recently done a study into the wellbeing needs of specific groups of children in Warwickshire. And we evaluate services currently being provided. This is all written up into the CYPP, four-letter acronym, which is the system that Warwickshire has. And I don't know how well it comes out. It's a bit tiny, but there is the web address at the top if any of you are interested. That is our Children and Young People's Plan. And for anyone who wants to know what Warwickshire County Council is doing across the whole council, not just within our directorate, for children, young people and families in Warwickshire, you'll find it in there. So as a planning officer, I'll just talk you through a few examples of what my work actually entails. Recently, in the past year, I've been involved in various projects, mainly focusing on service evaluation. For example, I carried out an evaluation of Warwickshire Enhanced Support Network, that's the ESN, which is the way that Warwickshire has chosen to roll out the Common Assessment Framework across the county. I don't know if that's a familiar topic for any of you, but it's lower level preventative assessment of families before they hit crisis and need specialist services. So the way Warwickshire has chosen to do it is via an enhanced support network. And they asked me to come up with some impact measurement tools to assess how effective this network was currently being. I've also recently completed a review of the Education Social Work Service, which has been with a focus on the attendance. Now, if no one knows what education social work is, that is traditionally what you would call the WAG man or the WAG lady. The attendance service is working with children and families who have difficulties in getting their children to school and actually staying in school for whatever reason it is, and trying to provide education in some way to them, whether that's in school or out of school in a certain home environment or in a specialist environment. We're also in our team preparing for the Joint Area Review. This is a government inspection which looks at how Warwickshire as a county, not just a county council, is providing services for children, young people and families in Warwickshire. So we're also involving the police and the health and anyone else on our safeguarding board. All those organisations are part of that process. I've been involved in a variety of smaller projects along the way just to keep the juices going in the brain. But I hope you're getting the idea that the work of the team is actually very varied. And if, like me, you're interested in policy, then you would find it a very rewarding environment to be in. How did I get here? Well, I am a Warwick graduate, as I said. What I haven't yet told anyone is that I did French at Warwick. So I'm an example of someone who changed direction. I came up to Warwick at 18 and I was determined to do a career in Europe, live abroad, be some terribly highfalutin diplomat, and then rapidly realised that actually that wasn't what I wanted at all. And as cliched as it may be, I actually decided that what I wanted to do was make a difference, and where better to do that than on the doorstep. Didn't need to go to Europe, didn't need to go and earn lots of money. My reward was going to be changing the lives of other people for the better. I applied to do the social work course at Warwick, the MA, and as part of that, as a requirement, an entry requirement, I needed some experience, and I've had a chat with a few of you already about that. I was lucky enough to get a job fairly quickly for a year after I graduated as a mental health support worker working in adult services, providing outreach support to people with mental health difficulties who are living in the community. It's really rewarding work, quite hard at times, so I had good supervision, and it made me more and more sure that was exactly what I wanted to go into doing. So I came back to Warwick and did the Masters in Social Work, and I chose an adult route, not a children's route. So in the second year I did a placement in a hospital, which was around discharging what were mainly older people back into the community after a stay in hospital. So just to give you an idea, after that I joined Warwickshire County Council, and I've been there ever since. I started off as a hospital social worker. Having done the placement in Solihull Hospital, I got a job in Warwick Hospital doing very similar work. After 2.5 years, I decided that I'd done enough of that. It was a good experience, but wasn't exactly where I wanted to spend the rest of my life. So I took a job as what was called a user involvement officer, which is about promoting the voices of our service users in our service planning and development. Working again in adult services, but we also had some connections with our children's team who were also doing similar work at the time. I took a job as a project officer following that. I didn't hang around anywhere for very long. And the project officer was in a commissioning unit, so it was building on the service development that I'd been working on before. I took a job in commissioning, which was around commissioning voluntary sector organisations to provide services for social services, or what was at the time social services in Warwickshire. It's now gone to the Adult Health and Community Service. That, so we're looking at lunch clubs, befriending services, gardening services, shopping services, services that are lower level that we actually fund voluntary organisations to provide. That was actually a fixed term contract, so at the end of that I had to find something else to do. And I decided for a challenge. I took the job as a planning officer, which was a big move for me. I'd never worked with children and families before. But I was able to transfer my social work skills and the knowledge I gained working in social services over into the children's side of the work. Now, you don't have to have a social work qualification to do my job. And I think it is important to tell you that my line manager is a Warwick graduate. And she left Warwick in 2000 with an education and psychology degree directly into her job. And she then has gone up the ranks in my team to be a senior planning officer. So as an example to you, I took the social work route. You don't have to do that. Oh, yes. Friday this week, I become a project manager. I forgot that was on the bottom there. My job title has changed. I've now got responsibility for rolling out mobile working technology, across all operational social work teams in Warwickshire. I've been specifically commissioned to do the piece of work because I understand the business of frontline social work. And I can combine that with the project management skills I've picked up since I was a social worker. So it's kind of an example. It sort of brings it all back round in full circle, really, that all the experience I've got, I've built up now, and I'm actually using that in one job. If you're interested in working for Warwickshire or working for any local authority, just stick the name of the authority in, .gov.uk, and you will always find a link on the front page to a jobs vacancy list. It's actually the most visited site on Warwickshire website, probably boasted by our own staff. We all tend to move about and you see people in different places and say, oh yes, I used to work with you in such and such, oh you're here now. So local authority is like that. Once you're in, you can actually move laterally, transfer your experience. You can always sell the fact you know the county, or you can transfer your local authority experience elsewhere, because jobs will ask you, have you got public sector experience? Yes, I understand the public sector. I've worked in Warwickshire. I can transfer those issues to Staffordshire or Worcestershire, or perhaps to a unitary authority like Solihull or Coventry, where the business is slightly different. No job is a job for life these days, but a career in local government can provide you with immense personal development and promotional opportunities. And the skills required in many local government posts don't require a specific degree, just a good degree in any subject. Often they'll ask for a relevant subject, but it will, a good degree in any discipline will often stand you in good stead. I was asked to look at what possible jobs that have come up in Warwickshire recently that may be of interest to you, coming out as you are with sociology, psychology, early childhood studies degrees. And I had a look, and I've been keeping an eye for the last sort of couple of weeks on what's been available and what's advertised, to try and find out what we actually offer students like yourselves coming out at the moment who may not want to go on immediately to do any further training, be it social work, be it teaching, be it any other professional training that you might have on, you know, have considered. So I picked out a few as examples. We've got a casework officer, and that position is actually within the Education Social Work Service, which I've already mentioned. So it's similar to social work, but you don't in Warwickshire need to be a qualified social worker, and I think I'm quite safe in saying that goes for most local authorities. They're often called education welfare officers, so they avoid the title social work, so by implication you don't need to be qualified. They employ a qualified as well as non-qualified, but if you came out with your degree, if you've got relevant experience, which is something I'll come on to, then you would stand in good stead to get certainly shortlisted and interviewed. So they deal with young people and children who have poor school attendance and work with them and their families to improve that. And I think it would probably be a very rewarding job. I've had a good insight doing the review, and certainly they're a very dedicated staff team, get lots of pleasure from their work. Another job that came up recently, I think this one was advertised just before Christmas, was a youth offending team practitioner, specifically not qualified. They do also employ qualified staff, and I believe that's on a slightly higher scale. So it's a multi-agency service, the Youth Offending Service in Warwickshire, and they work to prevent offending of young people by providing resettlement and support services to people living in the community. So skills required are similar to those used in social work, but you don't need the formal qualification. Social care worker. This is actually on our website as a vacancy at the moment. And I would say to you, if you're interested, there's no reason why you shouldn't apply. I applied for my first job in February. I didn't actually start it till June, but they were prepared to hang on for me. So, social care worker is effectively an unqualified social worker. The responsibilities of a social care worker probably aren't as great as those of a social worker, and the salary certainly isn't. But it is a position which would provide you with a fantastic work experience opportunity and a reasonable wage, and it would also stand you in good stead in Warwickshire to then apply for on-the-job qualified training if you wanted to go on and be a social worker. You can do the training part-time, it's funded by your employer, and you carry on your job at the same time. It's hard work, but it is one way of getting that qualification while being paid. I think we also have a family support worker post advertised at the moment. We may not, but they come up fairly regularly. They're usually based in a children's centre or a children's social work team, and they spend time working out in the community, offering parenting support or running groups and working in partnership with a variety of agencies to run parenting type groups. Might be around positive parenting, might be around breastfeeding, supporting those sort of activities. We're actually getting more and more family support workers at the moment in Warwickshire because of the increasing presence of children's centres. A lot of family support workers are working out of children's centres these days. And finally, I've listed the early years practitioner who is based in a children's centre. It's a step up from a family support worker. The difference between this and a family support worker is they are asking for, well, if I quote it, it says they're asking for a qualification such as a BTEC diploma, an MVQ level 3 in childcare. But it's also important for you guys to note that it says, or an equivalent degree in a relevant subject. I would say to you, if you've got a little bit of experience in early years work, you've got your degree, that should not preclude you from applying. You never know, because you don't know who else is applying. If you don't try, you'll never find out. And you can always get feedback if you get an interview. So some points to remember from what I've said today is basically do try and get some experience. I know I talked a lot in the other room about this to people, so I haven't sort of laboured on it here. If you can get some experience, whether it's voluntary or whether it's paid, I would say to you it's the most important thing you can do. If you're interested in working with children and families, nothing can replace that. No textbook can tell you what it's actually going to be like when you're out there working with them. So whether you take some time out after your degree and get some lower paid but very valuable experience, or whether you actually do some voluntary work while you're studying or just do it in your holidays, I would say to you, really do think very hard about doing it. I know it's hard when you've got your course and you're studying and all the other things that come on top of it, but if you can, even if it's only sort of an afternoon a week, then that is one of the most important things you can do. Children's centres are getting more numerous in Warwickshire, as I've mentioned, and in fact, if you contact them and talk to them about volunteering opportunities, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to help. And again, if you contact our children's operational social work teams, our website will have details of those, and ask about sessional work, particularly if you've got a car. Sessional workers tend to do a lot of driving, but they support children's social workers with activities such as supervised contact, where it might be a looked after child who is having contact with the parents, but they need a third party in the room. So that would be the role of a sessional worker, as well as other roles. They would link to family support workers, but they are not employed on a guaranteed hours basis. It's an as and when, and they are not exactly self-employed, but you can say yes and no to the work you're offered. I know if you go to the Warwickshire website with just www.warwickshire.gov.uk and search sessional worker on the front page, you will find information about that. I'd secondly say, don't dismiss a job by its title. I'm a planning officer, I've been a user involvement officer, I'm going to be a project manager. It doesn't really mean anything. You've got to look at the job descriptions. And then when you look at the job descriptions, it'll actually start telling you what it's really all about. And then your person specification. If you're writing a job application for a job in the local authority, you'll always be asked for a personal statement. If you look at your person specification, that tells you what they want to hear from you. So you write your personal statement geared to that person's specification. So you can never write the same personal statement twice unless you're applying for the same job. You would always try and tick as many of the boxes on that person's specification as you can. And don't forget, when you walk in the room for your interview, they don't know you, and you've got to sell yourself, and you can talk certain aspects up of yourself and certain aspects down. Now, if there are particular things you want to get across, then it's just for you to do that. They're not going to necessarily know it unless you tell them. So whatever you can put in your personal statement that supports your application, the better, really. The more you can put in, the better. But do make sure you're ticking as many boxes as you can on that specification. They're there to help you. And as I said before, it's almost always worth applying. You don't know who else is going to apply for that job. They might not get anyone. They might get a few people with really irrelevant experience. They might get a huge field of applicants. But unless you try, you just won't know whether you're going to get an interview. And if you get an interview, it's a brilliant experience. You might not get the job. As I say, ask for feedback afterwards. It's usually very constructive, very helpful. And the next time around, you might be a little bit better prepared in some way. Just want to say thank you very much for having me this afternoon. Really enjoyed meeting you. I'm glad to see so much enthusiasm and people who even want to do things like social work. It's great. I'm sure there'll be people here to talk to you about other aspects. My slant is obviously very social services based. It might not be relevant to all of you. But I do wish you the best of luck with your studies and hope that you'll succeed.